Well, now, it's 7:15, time for Front Row with John Wilson.
Hello, we review 28 Days Later, a British horror film from the makers of Trainspotting and The Beach. We discuss whether The Osbournes, about life in a heavy metal family, is a documentary or an improvised soap opera. Author Julian Barnes puts his index finger to good literary use. And conductor Michael Tilson Thomas on why many composers save their best till last. At 9:30. Now, despite his reality television reinvention, Ozzy Osbourne will probably prove to be little more than a footnote to pop history. Look him up in a book on rock stars behaving badly, though, and the index will run to many entries. See also bat-eating, hotel trashing, that sort of thing. There's nothing so racy among the contenders for this year's prize for the best book index to be awarded later tonight. The Oxford Textbook of Orthopaedics and Trauma is in the running against the Journal of the British Archaeological Association. The annual weekly award aims to highlight text that always gets buried at the back, printed in the tiniest typeface. But as Front Row discovered when we spoke to author Julian Barnes, to index writer Hazel Bell, and to Professor of English Steve Connor, there's a fine art to compiling the perfect index.
Barnes, comma, Julian, colon, novelist. An index is partly a way of checking things, but it's mainly a way of leading people to things, of whetting their appetite.
Bell, Hazel K, professional freelance indexer. The index must lead you to the right place in the text, and it must be comprehensive. It must lead you to the right place in the text for everything you're looking for. For extremely long texts, this may mean the most enormous indexes. The latest index to Pepys' Diary runs to 318 pages. The index to Horace Walpole's correspondence takes 5 volumes.
Connor Stephen, Professor of English at Birkbeck College, London. An index forms part of those outworks, like title pages and footnotes and dedications and epigraphs. But an index is different because where they are adjuncts to the text, the index is a kind of double.
The index, history of.
There were biblical concordances and some subject indexes to Aristotle's works by the 13th century. The oldest printed index we have is to St. Augustine's De Arte Praedicandi, The Art of Preaching, which was published in the 15th century and followed by several more in Incunabula.
Danger of.
The first man to prepare a concordance to the Bible in 1544 was sentenced to be burned at the stake.
The index in fiction, by author.
We feel that fiction should not be indexed because novels ought to belong to that experience of non-repeating time that's been the modern experience. The index flattens that all out. It turns something temporal into something spatial, into kind of a diagram. Nevertheless, I think that modern novels have begun to look outwards and to draw the index into them.
There's a lot of playing around with what is actually the text of the book and what runs into the forward and over onto the flaps and into the notes and so on. And in some ways that's rather like painters like Howard Hodgkin, who paint over the frames of the canvas, or wood in his case.
Samuel Beckett has intermittent indexes all the way through his very bizarre novel Mercier and Camier. He translated the novel, which he'd originally written in French, into English, and the indexes in the English version make very puzzling references to things that aren't in the English version, but actually require you to know of the French version. There is one reference, no mention of the sack. And indeed, there is no mention of the sack in that chapter in the English version, though there is a mention in the French version to have at that point in your hands.
I think novelists have always blurred the edges. I mean, it's one way of trying to make their fiction seem more factual.
The index in fiction, by character.
In the Sherlock Holmes stories, Holmes, when he needs a bit of information, will reach for his index. This is an index that he maintains himself through cuttings.
I leaned back and took down the great index volume to which he referred. Holmes balanced it on his knee, and his eyes moved slowly and lovingly over the record of his old cases, knitted information of a lifetime. Voyage of the Gloria Scott. That was a bad business. Victor Lynch, the forger. Venomous lizard or gila. Remarkable case, that. Vittoria, the circus bell. Vipers. Vigor, the Hammersmith wonder. Hello. Good old index, you can't beat it. Listen to this, Watson. Vampirism in Hungary. and again, vampires in Transylvania.
It seems to belong to that late 19th century dream in an era of mass communications that somehow a world that was turning into a world of information could be tabulated in some way.
The index and poetry.
We have the very bizarre convention of indexing books of poetry only by first lines, which can on occasion produce a weird kind of poetry in itself.
Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? She walks in beauty like the night. She was a phantom of delight. Since there's no help, come, let us kiss and part. Surprised by joy, impatient as the wind, take, oh, take those lips away.
The index, names in.
In the index to a biography of Anthony Eden, this is the entry for his wife. Eden, Clarissa, née Churchill, later Mrs. Anthony Eden, afterwards Lady Eden, now Countess of Avon. And they were cross Churchill and Avon, Countess of.
The index and humour.
Although an index has to be valid as a finding aid, there even is scope for fun and irony in them.
I remember I was trying to index Gustave Courbet, the famous French painter, and I suddenly realised that actually you could narrate his whole career just using words ending in ism. And so the index entry for Courbet goes realism, careerism, Yevtushenkoism, egotism, modernism, snobism, anti-imperialism, alcoholism.
Kingsmanship has in his index billiards, use of telephone in, squash rackets, nose-blowing and...
cabbages bring heaviness to the soul, and kisses, honest and otherwise.
Prussia, impossibility of war with, war with. Bourgeoisie, gleefully spanked.
The index as biography.
Lamont, Norman, alcoholic purchases, credit card excesses, unwittingly rents basement to flagellant prostitute, accident prone, sacked, and then the final humiliation, taste in art criticised by Marina Warner.
And obituary.
Barnes, comma, Julian, colon, novelist, born Leicester, page 7, brought up London, page 8 to 12, wrote books, page 12 to 300, died, page 400.
Julian Barnes, Hazel Bell and Steve Connor all had their fingers on the index for Front Row. Finally tonight, film director Ken Loach launched a very public...
Tonight's Front Row was presented by John Wilson. The studio producer was Nicola Holloway. And if you'd like further information about anything you've heard on Front Row this week, you can phone Radio 4 on 08 700 100 400.